Chapter 3. Joe Kennedy installed the family in Riverdale in Upper Manhattan. They stayed in a leased manor with a view of the Hudson while he looked for a place to buy. With so many children, another son Robert had been born just before they left Brookline, the specifications kept changing. Kennedy can't use a residence, one of the real estate agents involved in the search complained. He wants a hotel. Finally, a permanent home was found in Bronxville in Westchester County, some 17 miles from New York City, a 20-room red brick colonial, originally built for Anheuser-Busch, which came with 5 heavily wooded acres and cottages for the gardener and chauffeur. When the Kennedys took possession, they arrived in a convoy of limousines that disgorged children, nurses, governesses, and the heavy-jawed, square-bodied Irishman who functioned as Joe Kennedy's handyman. The neighbors watched from behind drawn curtains, as fascinated as if it were Daddy Warbucks himself. If leaving Boston was a breakout for Joe Kennedy, arriving in New York was an opportunity to plunge both hands deep into the American dream. He suddenly became a familiar, if somewhat mysterious, figure on Wall Street, joining other realists who believed that the great bull market of the 20s couldn't last forever. He also rented an elegant suite of offices in a Broadway skyscraper and set out to make a name for himself in the world of motion pictures. The film industry was the perfect place for him at this point in his life. He saw that the business was disorganized, chaotic, ripe for someone like himself with an eye for the bottom line. He also understood the role movies would play in the life of the country as a result of their power to manipulate realities and create a mass culture that blurred class and ethnic lines. "Take Boston," he said to film star Gloria Swanson during one of their first meetings. "The Cabots and the Lodges wouldn't be caught at pictures or let their children go, and that's why their servants know more about what's going on than they do. The working class gets smarter every day thanks to radio and pictures. It's the snooty Back Bay bankers who are missing the boat." He had first become interested in films while he was still president of Columbia Trust, after examining the books of a New England motion picture exhibiting company with an eye to possible purchase. He looked at a business associate in amazement. "We must get into the picture business. This is a new industry and a gold mine. In fact, it looks like another telephone industry." By the time he was working at Hayden Stone, he had bought a small chain of theaters of his own and was looking for an opportunity to become involved.